scale of damage from Hurricane Florence won't be known for days or even weeks, but besides the obvious devastation for people who are living on the American East Coast, there is also a wide range of economic ramifications, including for commodities. And Tina Davis joins me with more on that. Tina, nice to speak to you.
Thank you.
Big storms like Florence come with advance warning. How much does that allow commodities producers to avoid the worst case scenario?
Well, this storm in particular has been exceedingly slow moving. It actually formed off the coast of Africa on August 30th. So there's been a lot of notice that it's been coming. Obviously, the storm track has changed substantially since it was first formed. But we've been talking to tobacco and pig farmers in North Carolina who've had several days to stockpile feed, to get enough gasoline, to be able to sort of hunker down and get through the storm. In addition, we have nuclear power plants on the coast that have been preparing the slow shutdowns and utility crews that have been coming in to help with the power outages that will result.
Every time we get one of these big storms, it's really striking the way it highlights how interconnected the commodity supply chains are. I spoke to Bloomberg Intelligence's Andrew Cosgrove about Florence.
So it's clear that each time we have a storm approaching and they strike, certain vulnerabilities are surfaced throughout the commodity supply chain. For example, in the case of Florence, met coal stands out. Why does it stand out? Because the U.S. supplies 20% of the seaborne market, and specifically the port on Hampton Roads supplies about half of U.S. coal exports, and we've already seen the ramifications of supply tightening so far over the last few days.
So met coal in the front line, Tina, what are the other big vulnerabilities?
Well, there are two other major ports in the area that are affected by the storm, and together the three ports accounted for almost a quarter of East Coast imports last year. So you think about the broader ramifications of that. In addition, you have two major pipelines that are inland, just off the coast. One of them is the Colonial Pipeline, one of them is the Plantation Pipeline. They both bring gasoline and other fuels from the Gulf Coast to the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. If they lose power, that can be incredibly disruptive in terms of fuel supplies to those regions. And then we've also seen some effect in the cotton markets, and we may see some other effect in terms of if crops are a total washout in North Carolina.
Yeah, and too early, obviously, to estimate the full economic impact of this one. That's kind of weeks or months away. But what are the early indications? Is this likely to be a storm that affects GDP, that fuels inflation, especially feeding from the commodity side?
Well, if you think about last year, it was one of the most expensive storm seasons we've ever had in the U.S. We had Harvey, we had Irma, we had Maria in quick succession. They didn't depress GDP in the U.S. for 2017. So what the Bloomberg economists have told us is that you do see a short-term blip in terms of an initial depression in demand. But ultimately, the rebuilding effort that comes along with these storms can ultimately boost consumption, investment, and employment in a region.
Tina, thank you very much. That's what we're watching in commodities for the week ahead. In Toronto, I'm Danielle Bokov.